Chapter 1. Welcome to Hawaii. Maxwell Golding raised the champagne glass and wrapped his chameleon tongue around a raspberry. It burst in an explosion of tart juice. Maxwell closed his eyes and savored it. He stood in front of the glass wall in his parlor, overlooking the Hawaiian beach and ocean below. Classical music performed by a string orchestra played softly on speakers hidden throughout the parlor. Maxwell set the glass on an end table. He twisted his cufflinks, shaped like gear cogs, and spun them slowly as he watched a red and orange sun rise above the horizon. He shifted his wrist to look at his Rolex watch. Wednesday, 6 a.m.
Nearly time to begin.
The orchestra music automatically paused as the room sensors detected a new body in the room. Maxwell did not have to turn to know it was his assistant. The groundhog paused 3 steps away and discreetly cleared his throat.
The chauffeur has reported in, sir,
Woodsworth said in polished tones.
The reporters have alighted from the airplane and are on their way to the campground.
Excellent,
Maxwell said.
Are the machines prepped?
Yes, sir. The base manager reports all units have green light status.
Maxwell smiled.
Then I suppose it is time to greet our visitors.
Alex stepped out of the limo and tilted back his head.
Holy hot dog! We're here!
His short white Havanese fur soaked up the heat from the sun, and his straw hat flopped in the warm ocean breeze. He took in the sparkling Pacific Ocean, stretched behind miles of yellow sand. Mittens Meow also stepped out of the limo. She was Alex's partner at the Bow Wow Bark, and his best friend, even though she was a cat. She wore a brightly colored flower sundress and stylish sunglasses. At least Alex assumed they were stylish sunglasses. Mittens was rarely caught looking anything less than perfect. Mittens took a deep breath.
Do you smell that sea salt, Alex? That is the smell of my vacation. A serene, detoxing vacation with no supervillains, mobsters, or criminal ne'er-do-wells in sight.
Before Alex could respond, a door on the other side of the limo slammed closed. The bear chauffeur, who had been removing their luggage from the trunk, flinched at the sudden abuse to his vehicle.
Hello, mermaids!
6-year-old Tabby Castle raced around the car to see the ocean. She planted her little kitten fists on her hips.
It's documentary time!
Tabby already wore her swimsuit, covered in sequins and mermaids, and a white bathrobe with stitched seashells on the collar. Alex remembered watching her unwrap that bathrobe last year during Christmas. Everything had been mermaid-themed. Abby Castle followed her little sister. Instead of a swimsuit, she wore shorts, a graphic tee with a science joke Alex didn't understand, and a pair of over-the-ear headphones. She wielded an old-fashioned camcorder on her shoulder. She pointed at Tabby.
This is Tabitha Castle, reporting live from Hawaii.
Tabby spoke seriously into an imaginary microphone.
After many hours of travel, I have reached my destination. Today, we embark on a journey to capture, beyond a shadow of a doubt, videographic proof that mermaids exist.
Abby covered the camera lens with her paw.
Videographic is not a word,
she whispered. Tabby shushed her.
I am aided by my camera operator and head of scientific studies, Abigail Castle, as well as various members of the press.
She waved her paw vaguely at Alex and Mittens. Alex bowed to the camera. Various members of the press? Mittens repeated indignantly.
You're not going to name me?
Tabby crossed her arms.
No. Because you said there's no such thing as mermaids.
Abby raised a paw.